Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Before heading out of town for the long holiday weekend, the Senate filled some Bush administration vacancies today. The Senate confirmed David Paulison to head the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Rob Portman won Senate confirmation as director of the White House Budget Office. He's moving over from his job as U.S. Trade Representative. Idaho Governor Dirk Kempthorne won Senate approval as Interior Secretary today. His confirmation hearings focused on the Bush administration's pro-development policy on offshore energy exploration. Kempthorne, a former senator, confirmed in a voice vote to succeed Gail Norton. And the Senate approved the appointment of General Michael Hayden to be CIA director. In the CIA leak case, a reporter has been ordered to turn over documents to the defense. Former Vice Presidential aide Lewis Scooter Libby might get some additional documents to use in his defense of perjury and other charges in the CIA leak case. The federal judge today ordered Time magazine to give Libby's lawyers first drafts of first-person stories that reporter Matthew Cooper wrote about his conversations with Libby. The judge says he noticed inconsistencies between them. But citing a lack of relevancy, the judge said Judith Miller, the former New York Times reporter, does not have to provide two notebooks or phone records or her appointment calendars to Libby's lawyers. No charges filed yet, but a senior defense official is saying an investigation strongly indicates U.S. Marines committed unprovoked murders of Iraqi civilians. The criminal investigation into the deaths of about two dozen Iraqi civilians reportedly points to murder. The Marine Corps initially reporting the deaths last November were caused by a roadside bomb and ensuing firefight with rebel insurgents. Lawmakers were briefed in the case yesterday. They were told it appears as many as two dozen civilians were killed. They were also told the investigation will find this was not the result of an accident or a normal combat situation in Iraq. Italy says it's going to pull 1,100 of its 2,700 troops out of Iraq next month. That announcement from Italy's foreign minister after meetings with the country's premier. Wrapping up 2 days of talks with George Bush on Iraq, British Prime Minister Tony Blair says even critics of the war there should support the cause of democracy. Tony Blair saying the war in Iraq has divided the world, but that the struggle for Iraqis for democracy should unite it. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Seekers, welcome to the program. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. It is Memorial Day weekend. We'll be off Monday, as I guess most of you will be too, if you spend any time at all listening to the radio. Monday night between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time, they'll have a Best of Malloy on the air. Another one of those Fridays in Washington. Another one of those days in Washington. Oh, my God. I was doing something today, and my daughter, who was driving up with her son, my grandson, they were driving up from Tampa. And Wendy called me from the road, and she said, "Did you hear about the shooting in Washington?" I said, "No, what? She said, "Well, I was listening to Air America Radio on XM, and there was a report of shooting. They don't have any details." And she said, "Well, you know, maybe you ought to turn on CNN." I said, "No, to hell with it. Any luck?" And the rest of what I said to her, I can't really say on the radio. But it turns out, here's what it is. Speaking to Fox Television News, a Republican from New Jersey, Jim Saxton, representative, admitted it was his erroneous report of gunfire that shut down the Capitol for more than 5 hours today. It's astonishing. It turns out there was a construction site nearby where this freak was, and it was a nail gun. Pew, 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 shooting nails into what? I don't know, a house frame or something. Now, what about this guy, Republican Representative Jim Saxton, this one who wet his pants when he heard a nail gun going off today? Well, according to Wikipedia, he is strongly conservative. He has voted to ban abortion, to ban stem cell research, to ban gay marriage. He's additionally voted against campaign finance reform. He's voted against gun control, against gay adoption. He supports globalization, voted for the Central American Free Trade Agreement. He voted for the Flag Desecration Amendment. And he supports an aggressive foreign policy. I guess that means war and murder. Having voted for the Iraq War Resolution in 2003, he supports the privatization of Social Security. He supports school vouchers, and he believes that the Department of Education should be ended. Jesus Christ. Why is he in the House? What district in New Jersey, for God's sake, would send this kind of a right-wing, half-witted freak? Oh, my God.
He might be rethinking that position on gun control.
No. Nail gun control. Did you see the report on the news? I watched a little bit of news. I don't know whose news it was. But this report that comes out of a San Antonio television station, they're the ones that put this report together, that it has found that hundreds of federal airport security badges and uniform items are missing. Can these Republican jackasses not hold on to anything? Is there anything these Republicans can do that isn't a total boobar? Wait, that's the title of Sam Cedar's new book. WOAI Television San Antonio cites documents they obtained from the U.S. Transportation Security Administration, TSA, under the Federal Freedom of Information Act. It reports that more than 1,400 TSA employee ID badges and uniform items have been reported lost or stolen since 2003. 1,400! Los Angeles had the most reports of missing badges, 120. Chicago's O'Hare, 115. Dallas-Fort Worth, 42. And by the way, the station, I saw the video, also aired video showing TSA employees bypassing security checkpoints on the strength of their ID badges and uniforms. Now, they had a guest on who, a security expert, said, yeah, you know, if you have TSA badge and ID card, you can go anywhere. You can get into the cockpit of an aircraft. You can go into the baggage department. Can you believe this? 5 years after the airlines were, quote, hijacked, unquote, we still have in place a system that allows this to happen. These people can't hold on to veterans' records. They can't hold on to TSA badges and uniforms. It just goes on and on and on. I don't have the time or the inclination to make the list happen here. But when I saw this story today, I was just kind of thinking about the halfwit that called my program last night when I said, any Republicans out there who want to tell us anything that Bush has done that has benefited America, please call in. By the way, I'll make the offer again tonight. So I thought about him. I thought, you know, does the jackleg fool that called in here last night, does he not know this kind of stuff? Does he not watch the evening news?
Oh, we got a tax cut.
Jesus. Oh, okay. A lot of people say, you don't give the phone number enough. 866-303-2270. And all the lines are open now, waiting for just one Bush supporter to call in who can keep a civil tongue in his or her head and tell me what Bush has done, anything other than, you know, signing off on a change in daylight savings time. One thing that Bush has done in a positive sense that has benefited the American public. One thing. That's all I'm looking for. A couple of you have sent me this information about the Zogby poll that found 70 million voting-age Americans support a new 9/11 investigation. I read something. That first came in here a couple of days ago, the results of that poll, and I took a look at it. I thought, I don't know. Okay. But then, didn't Zogby put something out there, or somebody put something out there on the Internet that said, wait a second, that's not precisely what we said. This is being spun in a way that is not really what Zogby International came up with. Now, I don't know, and I don't care about this. I really don't, folks. I don't care about what the polls say. If the polls say 200 million Americans believe that George Bush and the Bush crime family lied to us about 9/11. Okay, so what? You know, it doesn't mean anything because nobody's doing anything. I mean, masses of people are not doing anything. We're not in the streets ripping down this phony warmongering establishment that has taken over this country. So I'm not interested in the polls. I really am not. Couldn't care less. Absolutely couldn't. But in combination with that information, a couple of people who emailed me also said, please mention that in Chicago, there's a three-day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday conference, June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And it's a 9/11 Truth Conference. It's in Chicago, Friday, June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That's next weekend at the Chicago Embassy Suites, the O'Hare Rosemont Hotel. And there's going to be all kinds of people who will be speaking there. So if you're in the Chicago area, which means actually any place in the Midwest, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, big convocation put together by the 9/11 Truth organization, okay? But and by the way, I'm not trying to be a smartass with that. You know, my what I said about I don't care about the polls. I mean, I literally don't, and neither should you. It doesn't make any difference what the polls are. What should matter is your personal belief, and if you believe strongly that we've been lied to, then tell your friends. And when your friends tell their friends, and on and on and on and on, like the famous, you know, ping pong ball sitting on loaded mousetrap experiment, when enough people have heard this and come to that realization, we will reach critical mass, and then the American public will take to the streets and remove this criminal organization that runs the country. So spare me the polls. And again, I'm not trying to be, all jiggy with you here. I just mean it. Spare me the polls. Not interested. All right, when we come back, just a quick excerpt from a speech delivered in 1933 by General Smedley Butler, United States Marine Corps. He was the recipient of two Congressional Medals of Honor, one of only two Marines in history who have been so honored. And it's from his famous War is a Racket speech. It's a long speech. I'm not going to give it all. Just got about three paragraphs here. And I think it's appropriate since Monday is Memorial Day. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
everything I've seen, I do not believe anyone could have prevented the horror of September the 11th.
Twenty-one past the hour. You know, I don't make political predictions because politics is a cannibalistic sport, and you never know who's going to eat whom and how it's going to wind up. But I made a prediction a couple of days ago regarding the vote of Michael Hayden, and I hit it right smack in the bullseye. More of that in a second. All right, from a speech delivered in 1933 by General Smedley Darlington Butler, United States Marine Corps, Butler was the recipient of two Congressional Medals of Honor, one of only two Marines so honored in the history of the Corps. He wrote this titled, War is a Racket. And he writes, war is just a racket. A racket is best described, I believe, as something that is not what it seems to the majority of people. Only a small inside group knows what it is about. It is conducted for the benefit of the very few at the expense of the masses. There isn't a trick in the racketeering bag that the military gang is blind to. It has its finger men to point out enemies, its muscle men to destroy enemies, its brain men to plan war preparations, and a big boss, super nationalistic capitalism. It may seem odd for me, a military man, to adopt such a comparison. Truthfulness compels me to. I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service as a member of this country's most agile military force, the Marine Corps. I served in all commissioned ranks from second lieutenant to major general. And during that period, I spent most of my time being a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street, and for the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism. I suspected I was just part of a racket at the time. Now I'm sure of it. Like all the members of the military profession, I never had a thought of my own until I left the service. My mental faculties remained in suspended animation while I obeyed the orders of higher-ups. This is typical with everyone in the military service. I helped make Mexico, especially Tampico, safe for American oil interests in 1914. I helped make Haiti and Cuba a decent place for the National City Bank boys to collect revenues in. I helped in the raping of half a dozen Central American republics for the benefits of Wall Street. The record of racketeering is long. I helped purify Nicaragua for the international banking house of Brown Brothers in 1909 to 1912. I brought light to the Dominican Republic for American sugar interests in 1916. In China, I helped to see to it that Standard Oil went its way unmolested. Now, he goes on and on and on and on and on, and you need to check this guy out, if you haven't already. I mean, this was written 75 years ago. Just do a Google on General Smedley Butler. War is a Racket. Read what he wrote. The prediction I made earlier this week was that at least 25 Senate Democrats would vote to confirm Michael Hayden as the Waffen-SS head, the new Heydrich. What was Heydrich's first name? Of course, Heydrich died as a result of an assassination attempt. It wasn't the assassins that got him. They blew him up in the back seat of his car, and he died of an abdominal infection. What was Heydrich's first name? Heinrich? No. Heydrich. He was killed early on. But anyway, our Herr Heydrich is General Hayden. I predicted 25 Democrats would vote to confirm him, and 25 did. 14 Democrats, Senate Democrats, voted no. 5 were not voting. On the Republican side, 52 voted yes. The only one that voted no, and that was just a symbolic protest vote, was, Arlen Specter, the chairman of the committee, anyway. And our independent, Jeffords, he voted to confirm also. The ones who voted not to confirm, real quick, By, Cantwell, Clinton, Dayton, Dodd, Dorgan, Durbin, Feingold, Kerry, Harkin, Kennedy, Menendez, Obama, and Wyden. 25 Senate Democrats voted to confirm this Air Force general who headed the National Security Agency for 6 years before being moved up to serve as the top deputy to the new Director of National Intelligence. The death squad organizer and mass killer, Smedley Butler, would have recognized John Negroponte immediately. And at the NSA, as we all know now, Hayden presided over the launching of the secret warrantless eavesdropping and phone call tracking program that violate our civil liberties, that violate U.S. law governing domestic monitoring of communications, and is in direct contravention of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. And 25 Democrats voted to confirm this miserable bastard. I don't know. Thank God it's a 3-day weekend, because I got to do something to try to pretend that my political party doesn't keep doing this over and over and over again. You know, we got to elect Democrats in November, and then we got to purge the party. We have to purge the party and get rid of these vermin. Now, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist and Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid had some things to say I'll share with you in a second. This is Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
And then God said,
let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it.
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
Your picture-perfect lawn, suddenly destroyed by two types of insects. No matter. Backed by Bayer's 100-plus years of crop science expertise, Bayer Advanced created Complete Insect Killer, the only product that combines two chemistries to eliminate insects above ground, plus below ground for up to 3 months. Guaranteed. Time to kick back and relax? Not if you're a damaging pest. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Better science, better results.
You're on the Ovaltine Nutrition Hotline with nutritionist Felicia Stoller.
Hi, I just found out I'm pregnant. I know drinking milk will help me get the calcium I need, but I don't like plain milk. Oh, and I also worry about iron. How can Ovaltine help?
Milk is a great source of calcium, and flavoring milk with rich chocolate Ovaltine is a terrific choice to make milk taste better. Plus, Ovaltine is a rich source of iron, which is important when you're pregnant. Rich chocolate Ovaltine really does make milk even better.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hey, Memorial Day weekend signals the start of summer. So for all your indoor and outdoor projects, head on over to the Ace Hardware Memorial Weekend Sale. Get a stainless steel gas grill for only $3.99, or relax in some cedar Adirondack chairs for just $29.99. The Memorial Weekend Sale at your local Ace Hardware starts Friday. Don't miss it. Ace, the helpful place. Quantities limited. Available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Through a hole in the air, from those nads to Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the fields that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the home.
26 before the hour. You ever get a feeling about somebody who's, you know, like Leonard Cohen, who's a big star, and you think, man, you know, if I could get to know that person, I bet you we would be friends. That's how I feel about Leonard Cohen. I've been listening to him for probably 40 years, his poetry and his music, and I always thought, I wish there was some way I could meet him. I bet we could hang out together and drink beer and, back in the day, smoke cigarettes and reefer and, you know, but...
I had that feeling about a celebrity once.
I'm sure you did.
And I married him.
Thanks for the information. Reinhard Tristan Eugene Heydrich was an SS Obergruppenführer, chief of the Reich's security main office, which included the Gestapo, security agency, and criminal police. He was also the Reich's governor of Bohemia and Moravia. He was considered by Hitler to be his possible successor. He was nicknamed the Butcher of Prague, the Blonde Beast, and Der Henker, which is German for the hangman. Heydrich was one of the architects of the Holocaust, chairing the 1942 Wannsee Conference, which laid out the plans for the extermination of all European Jews. And Heydrich was assassinated by British-trained Czechoslovakian partisans in Prague during what was called Operation Anthropoid. Thanks for the information. This is General Michael Hayden, as far as I'm concerned. He's another Heydrich. God. Anyway, so he was confirmed today. Hayden was, with 25 Democrats voting to confirm this neo-Nazi. Senate majority, and this is the part that just rips me to pieces. It really does. Here's a man, Hayden, who admits, along with his boss, to absolutely violating the law. They don't care. They just don't. They don't give a damn. They don't care. Yeah, we did it. So what? You know, it's my idea. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said Hayden would, quote, provide steady guidance at a critical time for the CIA, end quote. He said more, but screw him. But the Senate Minority Leader, Harry Reid, the Democrat, also praised Hayden and voted for him. Reid said that he hopes Hayden, quote, will provide the CIA the kind of nonpartisan leadership it has sorely lacked for the past several years. Oh, my God. Nonpartisan leadership. Oh, geez. Reid said in his statement that the general had convinced him that he, quote, understands and respects the role of Congress in national security matters, end quote. This is the Senate Minority Leader talking, Harry Reid. He, Reid, is convinced that Hayden understands and respects the role of Congress. Oh, Christ. Reid also cited Hayden's impeccable credentials as an intelligence professional. Professional, impeccable credentials. Think about that for a second. That's Democrat Harry Reid referring to the man who would lift his leg and urinate all over the Constitution as having impeccable credentials. What the hell am I missing here? What am I missing? How did I get this far out of the loop, out of the mainstream, out of the flow of the Democratic? How did that happen? Oh, my God. John Nichols, one of our favorite writers at The Nation, says if there actually was an opposition party in Washington, the nomination of Hayden to serve as director of the CIA would have been doomed from the start. Nichols writes, Hayden's involvement as head of the National Security Agency with its illegal, warrantless wiretapping program initiated by the Bush administration his role in the secret accumulation of the phone records of tens of millions of Americans for surveillance purposes, his unapologetic rejection of the rule of law, and his apparently limited acquaintance with the Constitution would surely have stalled his nomination. And the fact that a member of the military should not head the civilian intelligence agency that is charged with providing unbiased information to elected officials, as opposed to the Pentagon line, all of that would have finished Hayden off. But Nichols goes on to say, in the face of a united Democratic opposition, a sufficient number of Senate Republicans, ill at ease with the administration's reckless approach and increasingly concerned about the damage Bush and his aides are doing to their party's credibility and political prospects, would have abandoned Hayden. Unfortunately, there's no opposition party in Washington. God, is that the truth?
Really makes you wonder what Bill Frist and some of these other folk would have said had Bill Clinton nominated Hayden in the wake of Bill Clinton ordering the countervention of the Constitution and illegal wiretapping and collecting phone records.
Wait a second. Hayden was put in there in 1999.
No, I mean to be the head of the CIA.
Oh, okay. He was the head of the NSA.
I'm talking about
under
to be the head of the CIA.
Okay. Yeah, they probably,
knowing now what we know now.
Okay, they probably would have screamed bloody murder. Predictably, John Nichols writes, the Senate's most diligent critic of the Bush administration's reckless disregard for the rule of law was the most outspoken objector to Hayden's nomination. Of course, that's Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold. Feingold said, quote, I voted against the nomination of General Michael Hayden to be director of the CIA because I am not convinced that the nominee respects the rule of law and Congress's oversight responsibilities. Now, notice how far Feingold is away from Harry Reid. Harry Reid said the same day today that he's convinced that this thug understands and respects the role of the Congress. Russ Feingold said, I am not convinced that he respects the rule of law or Congress's oversight responsibilities. Feingold went on to say that as director of the NSA, Hayden directed an illegal program that put Americans on American soil under surveillance without the legally required approval of a judge. Now, how did Harry Reid get so far into this Bush-sucking insanity? How did that happen? How did that happen? It's astonishing. An email from Rolo, R-O-L-O, Mike. I emailed the Democratic Party today and informed them that even though I've voted Democratic all of my 58 years, I'm not going to vote this fall. The 78-15 vote for Hayden, along with all of the other votes for the bankruptcy bill, for Roberts, for Alito, for the Iraq resolution, et cetera, shows me that this party is no different from the Republicans and do not deserve my support. I'm sorry for the few true Democrats like Kucinich and Feingold, but overall the party has become a tool of the corporations just as the Republicans are. See, that's what's happened to so many, and thanks, Rolla, and I certainly respect that point of view. But dealing in what the war criminal, and we're going to talk about him a little bit later, Henry Kissinger, what he referred to as real politic, I still maintain that we've just got to get a majority of people in the House and the Senate this November with D's after their names, and then we have 2 years to get rid of the sons of bitches. Pick them off one at a time. I don't know what else to do. Well, but the vote today, I thought I was exaggerating when I said, well, watch, you'll see at least 25 Democrats will vote to confirm this thug. And it turned out to be 25. I very seldom make those kinds of predictions because, well, like I said, that politics on that level with this gang is cannibalism, and there's no telling what might happen. Unbelievable. Is anybody online who wants to mention this? Yeah, how about Brian in Minneapolis. Brian, welcome to the program.
Yes, good evening, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to touch, you know, I'm very familiar with the trend and what's happening with politics and where we're headed, and this just screams New World Order, direction of a military police force, and I'm terrified. I just cannot believe that the Democrats, I mean, are rolling over now and giving these people more and more of what they want. I mean, we are in such a dangerous spot in history right now, and no one cares. No one cares what this means.
That's what it seems like.
I'm just terrified. I'm beside myself. I served in my military, and I just cannot believe that this is where we're headed. And
hey, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Brian, I'll come back. We got to take a break here. We've only been talking for 45 seconds, so hold on. We'll come back and pick up the conversation. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shed? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play around with.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
We'll be right back.
that it's very important for people to listen. Therefore, I'm a person who does a lot of my work in private.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Fat Charlie, the archangel, sloped into the moon.
It's about 10 before the hour. We're talking with Brian in Minneapolis. Okay, where were we, Brian?
We were talking about this new appointed thug to the CIA, and it's terrifying.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I served in the military, and I tell you what, when I served back, I got out in 98, and the camaraderie and the atmosphere in the military, it was so invigorating. It was so nice. And now, even my friends are still in the military. They said it's all gone. That sense of camaraderie and that you're for something is gone. I mean, people are terrified about, in the military, are terrified about what's going to happen and where they're going. And serving 2 and 3 terms in Iraq and Afghanistan. And this just leads more into the conversation of where we're really headed as a country. People need to stop and take a look at the big picture. I don't want to get too far off when talking about the New World Order, but this appointed thug to the CIA just kind of solidifies and cements what their goal and agenda really is for America and where we're truly headed as a country.
Yeah.
When Scalia appointed George Bush president, there should have been a civil war breaking out in America. There should have been something going on. And I'm just absolutely amazed and terrified that people are just so, there's so much social apathy that people just don't even care about where we're headed. And I just wanted to point on that, you know. And you know, now that we've got Alito, you know, on the Supreme Court, it's limitless to where we're going. These people can literally hand down anything they want and get what they want. People need to realize when we're losing our civil liberties, they're spying on us. This Hitler only dreamed of about what's about to come to this world. Hitler only dreamed. And I just want to leave it at that, Mike. And I want to thank you for every night I listen to you. I stay up late and I listen to you. Just because I feel like I have some sort of, I have someone who kind of is going through what I'm going through, and I really just want to thank you for putting the voice out there. Thank you, Mike.
All right, Brian, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. Take care. Have a good week. Drive safe. And that's really the function of this program. Just, you know, like I've said, no solutions here. But, certainly a chance to let folks know that there's a group of us, a huge population of us that are like-minded. I've said it before. I've said it a million times. I said it on my blog again tonight at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. How much, you know, what's it going to take? And I don't know. I don't know. Some spontaneous move on the part of the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in this country have had enough, had their bellies full of this. Some spontaneous action. And, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm certainly not a leader for something like that, and probably neither are you. But the leaders are out there, and it's just a question of maybe it's not leaders. Maybe it is totally leaderless, spontaneous. Some sort of collective consciousness decision that the point has been reached. Or no. We're not going to be the generation that lets our country slide totally into fascism. At some point, maybe that is going to click. And I mean really, really click. Because it's readily apparent, is it not, that these bastards are not going to stop. Nothing. It doesn't make any difference. George Bush's poll numbers can be 6%. He doesn't care. None of them care. That's not what they're working toward. They're not working toward his reelection. They don't give a tinker's damn about whether or not Republicans are elected or Democrats. They really don't care. Don't need to care. Once the idea of unitary government is established, once fascism is established, everybody falls in line. To do otherwise means that you'll be executed or imprisoned or cut out of the herd to the point where you can't even survive. And as Mike Nichols John Nichols pointed out in that article at Nation I just shared with you, there is no opposition party in this country. There are some opposition Democrats, but there's no opposition party. So there's nothing holding them back, except one thing: we the people. And there's more of us than there are of them. There really is. They may be better armed, but there's more of us than there are of them. And I go to bed every night, wake up every morning, just wondering in that generalized kind of sense, how much more? At what point do we say, okay, that's it? And suddenly realize that thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of other people are saying the same thing at the same time, at the same moment. And all of a sudden, there's a spontaneous outbreak of resistance that just says, no, that's it, enough. Man. So I know what our last caller was talking about. Lewis in New York City sent this in about Harry Reid. He said, Mike, I knew prostitution and gambling were legal in Nevada, but I didn't know LSD and marijuana were too until I heard Harry Reid's comments concerning Michael Hayden. Yeah, it does sound like somebody who's just, who's either ripped, totally ripped, I mean just, you know, where the doorknobs are spouting blood, or someone who just is a total hypocrite. For Harry Reid to say, you know, he's a real intelligence professional, and he's assured me that he's going to respect congressional oversight. Oh, for Christ's sake. All right, we'll take a break and come back. So do stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Who was the first automaker to introduce factory-installed safety belts and roll stability control? First to introduce emergency trunk releases and offer head and chest side airbags? And who is working on future safety innovations like lane departure warning and blind spot alert systems? It's Ford Motor Company. Ford engineers are working to help protect children, keep families safer, and save lives. Ford, driving American innovation.
Against unbelievable odds, he inspired his men to victory.
I swear the bullets refused to touch him.
From defeat, he forged a new identity as a man with nerves of steel.
They must be looking for a fight, though Washington is more than happy to give it to him.
Washington, the Warrior. Monday night at 9, 8 Central, only on the History Channel. Before he was America's first president, he was America's first action hero.
We'll be right back.
America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Mexican President Vicente Fox says the U.S. should work toward a united North America to compete with Asia and others in the world market. In California, Fox repeated his support for the Senate's immigration bill, saying it would let American immigrants come out of hiding and potentially return to Mexico to visit family. The Senate bill calls for a chance at citizenship for millions of illegal immigrants, as well as additional border patrol agents and a partial border fence. The congressman who wrote the border security bill in the House says tough negotiation sessions are coming with the Senate on compromise legislation. Wisconsin Congressman James Sensenbrenner says the House and Senate have very different views on immigration reform. His bill concentrates on enforcing border security, and the Senate bill, of course, includes beyond that the possible citizenship offer. Sensenbrenner says the House and Senate approaches are 180 degrees apart, and he says what he calls amnesty is wrong. Supporters of the Senate measure deny it amounts to amnesty for illegal aliens. George Bush does support a temporary worker program. After 2 days of talks with George Bush in Iraq, British Prime Minister Tony Blair says even critics of the war there should support the cause of democracy in Iraq. Blair says the war has divided the world, but the struggle of Iraqis for democracy should unite it. After their White House meeting yesterday, Bush and Blair both admitted progress has been difficult in the Iraq war. Both men also admitted making some costly mistakes. Dick Cheney today told the graduating class at the U.S. Naval Academy the nation should remain on the offensive to win the war on terror. The graduation ceremonies held today were for the first class to enter Annapolis after the 9/11 attacks. Cheney defended the Bush administration policies of domestic spying without warrants, calling the program essential to the security of the United States. The Senate today confirmed the appointment of General Michael Hayden to be CIA director. In a statement, George Bush says the war on terror requires the country have the best intelligence possible. They also voted to approve David Paulison to head the Federal Emergency Management Agency. U.S. Capitol Police say the report of gunfire at a House office building caused the building to be locked down for most of the day, and they say apparently it was prompted by noise from construction equipment. A Capitol Police spokesperson said it was, though, a valid call from a congressional employee reporting what sounded like gunfire. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. A couple of things here, and then we'll move on. These are detours. Our friend from the UK, Simon, who listens to the program, says regarding Smedley Butler. Simon writes, "I can't pass up the mention of Smedley Butler without including what he told the leaders of the business plot. That's what it was called. When they asked Smedley Butler to recruit World War I veterans for the coup attempt against Franklin Roosevelt." Now, what happened was Gerald McGuire was the person who asked Butler to organize World War I veterans in a fascist coup of FDR. And this was related by Butler in testimony before Congress in 1934. And when he was asked to do that, Butler replied, quote, "My interest is, my one hobby is, maintaining a democracy. If you get these 500,000 soldiers advocating anything smelling of fascism, I am going to get 500,000 more and lick the hell out of you, and we will have a real war right at home." End quote. Philip Roth's recent book, The Plot Against America, takes a different kind of fictional turn. What would have happened if Nazi sympathizer Charles Lindbergh had defeated Roosevelt in the, was it 1938 election? Lindbergh was you know, he was given, I think, one of the highest German medals by Hitler. But Lindbergh and Ford and the DuPont family, and it just went on and on. These so many American members of the upper classes in Americans were Nazi sympathizers. And FDR knew that existed in this country. And apparently, and I vaguely remember, thanks for sending that to me, Simon. I vaguely remember reading about that Smedley Butler was one of the people who warned. So I just wonder, sometimes in my darkest moments, I really do start to think that there is going to be a violent upheaval in this country. Either that, or we're going to allow this fascism to occur, and we're just going to accept it. And that's a possibility, too. I don't know if there are enough of us who, and I'm not talking about 40, I'm talking about, you know, 100 million, who have the energy to resist in a manner that would be necessary if it becomes utterly crystal clear, as it appears to be happening now, that the government of George W. Bush is absolutely going to destroy the Constitution. I don't know what else it takes to point that out, especially this wiretapping, this dossier building, this collating of material about phone calls, for God's sake, this raid into William Jefferson, Congressman William Jefferson's office the other day. And I'm not talking about his guilt or innocence. Frankly, regarding the issue of going into his office, I don't care if he's guilty or innocent. It doesn't matter worth a damn to me. What matters is the executive branch ordered this. First time in history. Think of the thugs who have served in Congress. If William Jefferson took a bribe, oh my goodness, the first time that ever happened. It's like a warning to the members of Congress. Look, this is what we're going to do. You don't like it? Do something about it. Go ahead. Somebody just cut and pasted something from a Democratic Underground thread. I think it's the Malloy thread. Every night there's over at Democratic Underground, they do a Malloy thread. People listen to the program and comment. And somebody just cut and pasted a quote from Hunter Thompson that he, something he said before he died, before he committed suicide. And I have to eliminate a couple of the words because they're very graphic. But here's what Hunter Thompson said. And I remember reading this someplace else. But this is cut and pasted out of the DU thread tonight. Hunter Thompson writes, we have become a Nazi monster in the eyes of the whole world, a nation of bullies and bastards who would rather kill than live peacefully. We are not just whores for power and oil, but killer whores with hate and fear in our hearts. We are human scum, and this is how history will judge us. No redeeming social value, just whores. Get out of the way or we'll kill you. Who does vote for these dishonest blanks? Who among us can be happy and proud of having this innocent blood on our hands? Who are these swine? These flag-sucking half-wits who get fleeced and fooled by stupid rich kids like George Bush. They're the same ones who wanted to have Muhammad Ali locked up for refusing to kill gooks. They speak for all that is cruel and stupid and vicious in the American character. They are the racists and hate-mongers among us. They are the Klans. I blank down the throats of these Nazis. And I am too old to worry about whether they like it or not. Blank them. Hunter S. Thompson. Yeah. TheWorldCan'tWait.org has been getting active in trying to reveal or at least publicize this organization called Battle Cry. Are you familiar with this? Somebody sent me an article about these people. There are a bunch of rallies going on. Well, they went on today and this weekend. It's a theocratic movement, a real militaristic theocratic movement that focuses on indoctrinating and mobilizing young people. And they're holding rallies at city halls across the country over the weekend. They're holding a stadium concert and indoctrination event in Philadelphia. If you're in the Philadelphia area, you may know about this. What exactly does Battle Cry preach? Battle Cry's leader is one Ron Luce, who was appointed to the White House Advisory Commission on Drug-Free Communities by George W. Bush. And Luce says at their website, this is war. And Jesus invites us to get into the action, telling us that the violent, the forceful ones, will lay hold of the kingdom. End quote. Do you hear that? WorldCan'tWait.org is holding counter-protests protests to draw a line against theocracy and to reach the youth that Battle Cry is preying on. If you want information about this, and God knows you should be away, you should be aware of this. I'm telling you. They're serious about this. Go to WorldCan'tWait, just WorldCan'tWait.net, and look around. You'll find it. This. Battle Cry. I saw some graphics from this organization, Battle Cry. These are people who really want the young people of America to kill in the name of Jesus, to kill in the name of totalitarianism, to kill anybody who deviates from the Christian Reconstructionist point of view, which is strictly living by Old Testament, not New Testament, not Jesus. They just use Jesus as a I don't know. They just whore Jesus. They turn him into a whore. It's just awful. These people want the Leviticus or Genesis or the Old Testament style of law. Battle Cry. Man. You need to know about this organization, I'm telling you, please. You know, just do a Google on Battle Cry, that's all. But the organization that is really trying their damnedest, Sansara Taylor, a young woman that we had on this program, who we met here in Atlanta, as a matter of fact, over here at the Java Monkey Coffee House before we had her on the air. Young woman who is trying desperately to wake people up to what's going on with, in this instance, Battle Cry. Check them out. All right, phone calls when we come back. Stick around. The phone number here again is 866-303-2270. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
We're people gonna rise up, get their share. We're people gonna rise up. Take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken and Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
You're on the Ovaltine Nutrition Hotline with nutritionist Felicia Stoller.
Felicia, I know that flavoring milk is a good way to get my kids to drink more milk, but is there a difference in chocolate milk flavorings?
There really is. Compare the nutrition in rich chocolate Ovaltine to Nesquik powder and see the difference. Ovaltine contains over twice as many vitamins and minerals as Nesquik, so Ovaltine's more nutritious. And kids love the taste of rich chocolate Ovaltine. When it comes to nutrition, Ovaltine's the better choice.
More Ovaltine, please!
Tell you something about this country. In my mind, there is no doubt that we won't solve these problems.
Retribution.
22 past the hour. I just have to get this in, and then we're going to do these phone calls. Think for a moment of the conventional wisdom. We lost in Vietnam because of people like Jane Fonda. She undermined the troops, right? The media caused us to lose the war because they kept broadcasting a film of combat operations in Vietnam during the dinner hour back in the late 60s and early 70s. And nobody from Walter Cronkite on down would support the fact that we were fighting for freedom, justice, and the American way, all of which is a huge stinking pile of BS. The Canadian, Canada.com is where the story is. No, this is not the National Post. This is the Canadian Press. And you can check this out. This was posted today. Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger quietly acknowledged to China in 1972 that Washington could accept a communist takeover of South Vietnam if that evolved after a withdrawal of U.S. troops, even as the war to drive back the communists dragged on with mounting deaths. Now, where does this come from? This comes from a collection of papers from Kissinger's years of diplomacy. It was released today by George Washington University's National Security Archive. That's in this country. Isn't it interesting that we have to go to the Canadian Press for this? The collection was gathered from documents available at the U.S. government's National Archives and obtained through the research group's declassification requests. Kissinger's comments appeared to lend credence to the so-called decent interval theory that was posed by some historians who said the United States was prepared to see a communist takeover of Saigon as long as that happened long enough after U.S. troop departure for us to save face. Now, do you know how many people died from the time that Kissinger met with Zhou Enlai, who was then the premier of China, and had this conversation until the Americans withdrew? Something like this says 2,100, or I'm sorry, where is it here? About 2,000, no, damn it, it's more than that. It says almost 2,000 more Americans would be killed in action before the last U.S. combat death in January 1973. And Kissinger said that the possibility of friend relations with North Vietnam after the war were certainly possible. And in June 1972, about 45,000 Americans had died. Well, if 45,000 Americans had died, then the right number should be about another 13,000 died after Kissinger told the Chinese, oh, well, it's okay. Kissinger said at the time, quote, "What has Hanoi done to us that would make it impossible to, say, in 10 years, establish a new relationship," end quote. I can't stand this. And now I think about what's going on now. With Iraq. Look at these. Look at this. Now, the papers that were released by the George Washington University's National Security Archive, the papers consist of some 2,100 memoranda of Kissinger's secret conversations with senior officials abroad and at home from 1969 to 1977, an eight-year period. During the time he served under Presidents Nixon and Gerald Ford as National Security Advisor, Secretary of State, or both. The collection contains more than 28,000 pages. And the meeting with Zhou Enlai took place in Beijing on June 22, 1972, during stepped-up U.S. bombing and the mining of harbors meant to stall a North Vietnam offensive that began in the spring. China, Vietnam's ally, objected to the U.S. course, but was engaged in an historic thaw of relations with Washington. Kissinger told Zhou the United States respected its Hanoi enemy as, quote, a permanent factor and probably the, quote, strongest entity in the region. Kissinger insisted, quote, and we have had no interest in destroying it or even defeating it. Oh, for Christ's sake. Do you understand what this says? The 58,000 names on the wall, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C., meant nothing to Nixon, meant nothing to Ford, and to a large degree probably meant nothing to Lyndon Johnson. Dead Americans. 2 million dead Vietnamese. And the sons of bitches all along had no interest in defeating the North Vietnamese. As a matter of fact, Kissinger said, no, we can, you know, we can deal with them. Sure, you know, that's fine with us. You know, we have bigger fish to fry. We want good relations with the Chinese communists. So who the hell cares about the North Vietnamese communists? Can you handle this?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Janine Garofalo, and it doesn't matter if you're black, white, gay, straight, male, or female. AIDS has taken its toll on all kinds of people around the world for over 20 years, and it is still everybody's problem. Register for AIDS Walk. Together, we can make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Hey, True Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Are you as alarmed as I am by the assault on our freedoms by the religious right? An essential element of freedom is the right to choose or reject religious beliefs. And this is why I fully support the Freedom From Religion Foundation, as it takes the lead in challenging the growing threat from the religious right in the United States. If you'd like further information on the dangers of living in a theocracy, please call 800-335-4021. 800-335-4021. Or visit their website, ffrf.org.
Precious Rose, you color our world, till insects and disease turn it upside down. So backed by Bayer's 100 plus years of crop science expertise, Bayer Advance created all-in-one rose and flower care. A no-spray formula that works three ways, controlling bugs and disease as it feeds. For brighter, more vibrant flowers. So count your blessings and be sure to stop and smell the scientific advances. Bayer Advanced all-in-one rose and flower care. Better science, better results.
Hey, Memorial Day weekend signals the start of summer. So for all your indoor and outdoor projects, head on over to the Ace Hardware Memorial Weekend Sale. Get a stainless steel gas grill for only $3.99, or relax in some cedar Adirondack chairs for just $29.99. The Memorial Weekend Sale at your local Ace Hardware starts Friday. Don't miss it. Ace, the helpful place. Quantities limited. Available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
We'll be right back.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Stretch to the point of no turning back. 26 before the hour. All right, somebody emailed me, and I did a Google during the break. Canada.com is owned by the National Post in Canada, or the National Post, I should say, is owned by the same company that owns Canada.com. However, Calvin Woodward, who is the writer here, is an Associated Press writer. And, you know, we got burned the other night on that story that was in the National Post about, in Canada, about the Iranians passing a law that said Jews, Christians, and Zoroastrians had to wear identifying strips of ribbon on their clothing. It turned out to be a bunch of nonsense. But this is quoting papers that were released Friday by George Washington University's National Security Archive. Even Washington Times, the Mooney newspaper, sometimes gets it right. So I'm going to assume that this story at Canada.com is correct, and it's from today. I also got an email from somebody who wants to know how to find it. All I can tell you to do is go to Canada.com, and the writer's name is Calvin Woodward, as in Woodward and Bernstein, and just find it. But that's scary. You know, I got this email that said, hey, yo, it's owned by the same company that owns the National Post. Hell, even Fox News gets it right once in a while. So, you know, you pay your money and you take your chances, right? So if you want to check out that story, it may be, it only broke today, it may be in the news tomorrow, in the New York Times or the Washington Post tomorrow, we'll see. I'll set it aside here until we hear differently, we'll stand by it. All right, let's go back to some phone calls. Rex is calling from New Orleans. Rex, welcome to the program, thanks for holding on.
Yeah, Leonard Cohen, Songs of Love and Hate, best album he ever did.
Songs of Love and Hate, I don't think I've got that one.
Oh, you ought to get it. Really great.
I'll get it.
Heinrich was forever associated with Wadice. You can't even mention his name without using him in the same breath. That was the Polish village that he massacred 100 people in retaliation for Polish partisans killing, or was it Czechoslovakian? My memory fades.
I think it was Czechoslovakia.
He was
one of those unique Nazis, unique in the sense that he seemed to really, really, really drink human blood. What a murderer.
Oh, yeah, that's why they retaliated. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
But I would say one thing, that just as a historical perspective, you know, the acronym Nazi, N-A-Z-I, stands for National Socialist Workers' Party. Hitler was a socialist.
No, he wasn't.
He was not a right-winger, and Mussolini was a card-carrying member of the Socialist Party.
Stop a second. It had entirely different meaning. National Socialism, there was a socialist movement in Germany, yes, and Hitler co-opted the name. Hitler was a right winger of the highest order. He was an absolute dictating, psychopathic right wing, a Bush follower. But don't confuse National Socialism, don't say that National Socialism meant socialistic in the same sense that say Marx was talking about.
Well, I don't know. Hitler was on record as saying that when somebody asked him how communism would end up, he'd say, well, they'll eventually evolve into what we already are now.
Well,
he's on record as saying that.
Okay, but you and I can agree to disagree on that.
Oh, sure.
One.
I see your point, though. I understand.
But he was not a left-winger. He was not a socialist. What he was a murderer, a killer, and he co-opted the name National Socialist.
Although Mussolini now was an editorial writer for La Stampa, which was a strictly socialist pre-war newspaper.
Okay, but where are we going with this?
Oh, I just thought I'd just mark it down historically. Oh, I have one other thing. Smedley Butler.
Yeah.
They did a movie about that very plot. I think it was made for TV several years ago with Lloyd Nolan.
Oh, really?
As playing Smedley Butler. Gosh, I can't. It's, you know, Nolan's long dead now, but it came out sometime in the 70s, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
Which was very interesting that somebody would even think, you know, it was worth making a made-for-TV miniseries out of it.
Well, it was a moment in U.S. history that was
forgotten.
Well, it was also pregnant with the possibility of a second American Revolution or a second American Civil War. We came very, very close a couple of times in the 20s and 30s to open warfare in the streets.
Well, of course, everybody thought that's why Huey Long was assassinated, because they were afraid in the 36 election that he could have possibly beaten Roosevelt. He was a dynamic House Speaker.
Yeah.
That they were worried about fascism from old. I mean, I'm sitting down here, and the old saying is Huey Long built LSU and bankrupted the state in doing so.
Yeah.
So at any rate, old Huey had a lot to do with a lot of the temper of the times. Also, he and Father Conklin and
Father Conklin, who was the Rush Limbaugh of the 30s. All right, thanks, Rex. Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate the information. Danny is calling from Fort Lauderdale. Danny, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Good evening, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
All right. Thanks. I was getting ready this morning on C-SPAN. You know, they had W and Blair. Did you and Kathy catch any of that yesterday?
Oh, yeah. We had some sound from it last night.
I didn't get to listen to your show, so I probably missed all the good stuff that you guys usually provide. When I heard W say, we've been dissed a second time, I mean, I literally, threw my television out the window. just what we have actually representing us around the world is just incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's incredible. I really appreciate your show, Mike. It's great that they're archived, and White Rose Society is great. I also appreciate you mentioning the conference that's going to be held in Chicago.
Uh-huh. Next weekend.
Yeah, 9/11 Truth Out, and there's, the other group? It's a United Muslim Jewish Christian group is also co-sponsoring the event. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I am going up there, and it is really hopefully going to be, at least there have been, over the last couple of months. Mike, you guys watched Loose Change, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
The producer was down here on Miami Beach, and you're talking about, representatives, and again, I'm watching W, and on the crawl, they're showing the vote for Hayden, and I see 15. And I'm shaking my head this morning saying, you always say who's representing us and who's going to make some change. And I see a lot of young people do it, Mike. They were able to get the producer of Loose Change to come down to Miami Beach. They rented out a room, had five bands, some speakers. They showed the movie and just, I think it's the young people, Mike, because in other countries and in the past, you've had some military people involved in making it a little more possible for change, and just these guys, if there's any glimmer of that, they show them the door.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's going to take young people to do it. There's no question.
But as far as waiting for fascism to take over, Mike, I'm ready for a revolution, my friend.
Well, I hear you, Danny. I hear you. Thanks for checking in, pal. Let me move on. If the time comes, I'm just hoping enough people will realize what's going on, and if the time if it becomes crystal clear, like I said, that our system of government is going to end, then there's only two choices: to resist or not to resist. That's all. It's very simple. Apparently, the story about Kissinger is true. Calvin Woodward is an Associated Press writer who apparently writes for the Canadian Press. I didn't know there was such a thing as the Canadian Press. But Reg just sent me a confirmation that the story is legitimate. That's good to know. And it is on the front page of Yahoo, Yahoo News. Carl sent that in. Kissinger article is there. All right, so it is getting... Okay, here's another one from Craig in Boone, North Carolina. At George Washington University, they have it at their website, the story. All right, thank God. I'm just thinking, oh, no, not again. So if you're looking for it, you can go to George Washington University's website. You can find it through Associated Press find it also at Canada.com. Canada.com is not the easiest website to navigate, so you'll have to look around probably. All right? What a shock, though. What a shock to find out. I remember what I was doing in 1972, don't you? Well, okay. I guess not everybody who listens to this program does. But the truth is, the lying continued and more Americans were dead, just like exactly what's going on in Iraq today and what the Bush murderers want to do in Iran and what they've done in Afghanistan. You know, we never talk about how many American soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. Is it up to 500 yet? 400, 500, 600? It's just never mentioned. The civilian deaths there are never mentioned. So, you know, we talk about 2,400 or 2,500 dead Americans in this Bush murderous adventure in the Middle East. You know, we ought to call it what it is. It's 3,000 who have died in Iraq and Afghanistan. I wonder why we do. Why don't we ever mention Afghanistan? But Kissinger is still alive. Kissinger is, there are arrest warrants issued by several governments for him. There's several places around the globe where he dare not set foot. Spain is one of them. That's the only one that comes to mind. Well, there are a couple of countries in South America. I think Chile, because of Kissinger's work in murdering Salvador Allende, having him murdered, and the installation of, what's his name, Pinochet, And then the 25-year long horror that Pinochet put on the people of Chile. I think Argentina has an arrest warrant out for him. You know, where they want to put him in the dock and try him as a war criminal. Why don't we do that? Why don't we put this old murderer in the dock? We have so many of these, don't we? Don't we have so many of these people? We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy.
Plus I'm black to the core, ignorance is on tour, looking statements and more. The days ahead to paint a picture, patriotic record. You raise a flag on a land, snatch on board eagle's fall, and send a symbol on your currency to finance your war. I'm saying no, not in my name, not in my life, not for my hands, that in my fight, not in my name. You wage a war against terrorists and violence, and try to wave your guns to fear us all in the silence. No, not in my name, not in my life, not for my hands, that in my fight.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Have you ever found a penny on the ground? Of course you have. Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. It feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Nice shot! Time out!
Basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon.
Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on! Sarah's mom's making
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste.
And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back!
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do!
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's More Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Eight minutes before the hour, back to your phone calls here. Diane is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Hi, Diane. Hey, Diane.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, I guess I'm okay.
quick, take your pulse.
Well, I guess my question was about, first, I don't know many people who really say, oh, I'm a Civil War buff when you first meet him. I met someone who said he's a Civil War buff.
Uh-huh.
In the same way that he would like watching Westerns or go mountain hiking or something. And I'm trying to understand what that means. I know that it could be just value neutral. He just likes studying the past and things that are historical. But is that really true? I mean, I'm looking at it from the outside, and I'm just trying to figure out, does that mean that he would feel comfortable if the whole civil rights movement didn't take place? Is there a way that someone can be a Civil War buff and also be mindful of just how deeply disturbing and horrific the cause of a Civil War was? And how, if they had not had the Civil War, things would be much worse.
Well, that's an interesting series of questions.
I guess it's one of these things where I can't really answer it, because if I bring it up, then, of course, I'm being too sensitive, and, of course, that's wrong. So I guess I might as well just bring down the fact that Congress went through lockdown this whole day today as punishment for saying, oh, yes, there's such a thing as separation of powers. And suddenly, oh, there's a gunshot. No one knows where it came from. You figure they have cameras and surveillance because, of course, they were anthrax. So you think their surveillance equipment was upgraded. But no, no one knows what happened, except they locked down Congress for about 6-7 hours today.
Uh-huh.
It did exactly what it was supposed to do.
Things are getting weird, aren't they, Diane?
It got weird once the anthrax happened and no one found who did it. No one had a clue as to who did it, even though the strain of anthrax was weaponized and in military grade. No one knows nothing. Maybe it took something as someone going through their private things for them to realize that no matter how much they give up, how much they capitulate, power's going to still want more.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to stop. And
well, it never does. Historically, there's no such thing as a political organization that says we want this much power and we'll stop here. We don't want it all. Especially totalitarianism, it always wants everything.
I'm just surprised that they actually cared. I mean, it's too late for Hastert or anybody who could possibly be under indictment, because if they really wanted to nail those people, they will nail them. They've already had some loss of privacy a long time ago, when at least the mail service was centralized so no one could send them a letter without it having to go through several steps of security. Their email, we already know that that's been hacked, or people have been able to get access to their computers because of what happened to the Judiciary Committee on the Democratic side. They know that people can't really go up and speak to them because, oh, people are now dangerous. So they probably have very strong cordon sanitaires around them, so only people who really get in their face are people who spend a lot of money to do so.
Yeah.
They're little incubator babies. And they just are now realizing this? During an election year.
I know. Look, the move on William Jefferson the other day was pure intimidation. Justice Department at this point doesn't give a damn about William Jefferson. He's a minor member of Congress from I'm sorry for people in New Orleans who are listening to this, but from a district in New Orleans. And he is a minor member of Congress. Until this investigation, who in the hell ever heard of William Jefferson? This was pure intimidation. This was to let the 110th Congress, the one coming in after November 6th, or November whenever, when the new Congress goes in, this was a warning shot to say, listen, you people come in, and if you do get a majority, and you even think about impeachment or hearings or yada yada, this is what's going to happen. We'll lock all your asses up. Hey, Diane, thanks for checking in. There's some music. I got to go. Take care, okay?
Bye.
Have a good weekend. We'll be back after the break, Truth Seekers. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken and Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Your beautiful tree, attacked by insects, and the damage isn't pretty. So backed by Bayer's 100-plus years of crop science expertise, Bayer Advanced created Tree and Shrub Insect Control with Merit, the only product to protect your tree for a full 12 months without any spraying. Just mix and pour at the trunk, and it's shielded from roots to tops. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Insect Control. Better science, better results.
Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser. Mexican President Vicente Fox praised Mexican immigrants for pushing lawmakers on immigration reform. Addressing a California Chamber of Commerce audience, Fox said the immigrants earned what they got Thursday, referring to the bill passed in the U.S. Senate. Not everyone was warm to Fox's visit. A few Republican lawmakers skipped Fox's address to a joint session of the legislature Thursday night to protest Mexico's response to the flow of illegal immigrants into the USA. Some Republicans who did attend wore label pins reading "No Mas," a message to Fox to do more to control illegal immigration. An Iraqi man celebrating at his own wedding was dragged from the dance floor and later found beheaded in a field. The 26-year-old groom, his father, uncle, cousin, and a guest were abducted by armed gunmen, and their bodies were found in farmlands just north of town. Large gatherings of Shiites, like those attending the wedding, are especially vulnerable to violent attacks as part of an al-Qaeda bid to spark a civil war with Sunnis. Loud noises apparently created by workers in the elevator of the Rayburn office building in Washington apparently triggered the gunfire scare that led to a lockdown of the building that houses congressional offices Friday. The report of shots fired led Capitol Police to swarm the building, confining staffers to their offices while they swept the building and garage for a possible gunman. The U.S. Capitol nearby was also locked down for a time until officials issued an all-clear. One congressional staffer, described as a little shaken up, was carried out on a stretcher but is doing well. Tired of high gas prices and airport security lines, many Americans are heading out of town on trains. Gene Coletta reports.
At Washington's Union Station, Jackie Snyder was heading to Baltimore for a weekend of grilling.
Saturday night, we're just having a great big cookout party, and then I'm moving on to other friends for Sunday and Monday for more cookouts.
Thursday's power outage that shut down trains between Washington and New York seems to have no impact now at Union Station, where trains are running on time. And while trains are a popular way to travel this weekend, AAA says 8 out of 10 Americans traveling this weekend are going by car. Gene Coletta, Washington.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 360,000 cars in the U.S. because a light switch may malfunction. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
decided that we're really not to blame for the love that's deep inside us. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon you now in your life.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. I've got some more stuff here, but let's go back to phone calls instead, all right? DeMarcus is calling from Kentucky. DeMarcus, welcome to the program.
Mike, good night.
Hey, hey.
Hard to make it right.
Yes.
Hey, my brother, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right, DeMarcus. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing all right. It's about as well as I can expect here, but I got a few things I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
In the Marine Corps, and, yeah, you know, that's the way they mind them, you know what I'm saying? That brainwashing foolishness like Smedley Butler was talking about, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
One of the main reasons why they couldn't win in Vietnam because the racial strife was so bad that that was in it.
Hey, DeMarcus, you're fading in and fading out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right. Let's keep going.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, okay. But like I said, that was one of the problems. And like I said, on this other thing, your boy John Elliott dissed my state. You know I'm a John Brown Kansan, Mike.
Uh-huh.
And he dissed me real bad when he was sitting in for you. Talking about building a wall around my state and all that. We progressive Kansans, okay? We believe in thumping heads.
I know you do.
We ought to deal with neocons, okay?
I hear you.
A textbook on how to thump a neocon.
Yeah, well, you take the textbook and smack them upside the head.
Oh, well, I know. I'd rather really put them fangs on them, Mike. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather put them fangs on them. I shook them dogs on them. You know what I'm saying? I got to do that real well. At one point, middleweights in the world.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? But another thing, too, you know, the reason why they don't mess with me too much, you know, the CIA killed my people in Jonestown, Guyana. That's why I taunt them.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Exclusive right to invite me on your show, and I'll tell you the whole truth story if you ever want to get together with me on it.
All right. Maybe we'll do that someday. DeMarcus, I've got to end the call because it is almost impossible to hear you. I don't know what it is. You're in a bad cell or something. But anyway, thanks, DeMarcus. We'll talk again. Okay, William is calling from Hollywood. William, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
I was going to talk about Hayden, but when I heard this thing about Kissinger, it just kind of blew my mind.
Me too. I know Kissinger was involved in so much murder and mayhem in the 60s and 70s, but this is a new one. When I read that tonight, I just felt my stomach kind of sink.
Yes, it just knocked the wind out of me. I'm from that generation. I'm in my late 50s, and it just knocked the wind out of me.
I know.
God, I'm still thinking about it. But, you know, I'm not going to waste my time on Hayden. It's, you know, you were talking earlier about when we see this clearly. And there is like a haze, and I think especially for people of my age group, your age group, because you had all this lifetime before all this happened, and you know how you felt about America, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now, it's just, now it's just such a horror that there's this haze because you can see it, but it's not clear it's a haze because this past is still holding on to you somehow. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I know exactly.
It's like
what you're
saying. It's got a hold on me, and I can't get rid of that feeling. And then I think about the elections coming up, you know, in November, and all I picture, like, after I heard about Kissinger's thing, it just went to like this, you have this candle in this room, and it's lit, and it's a fragile little flame. And if we don't make it there, it goes out, and we're in the dark, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's the only way I can express it.
Well, that's a good way to express it.
It's just, I'm just astounded. I mean, I think it's going to take the youth. I don't know myself personally if I have the energy to go out there and, you know, and if I go out in the street in Hollywood, I mean, like today we went for a drive, and I'm looking around and I'm thinking, my God, it's just like everybody's in a hypnotic state. I mean, do you talk to people about this? I mean, I talked to a guy the other day at a when I was shipping something, only because I could tell he was close to my age.
Mm-hmm.
And I could relate to him, I felt, and I did, and it did happen. You know, we started a little conversation. I don't remember how it spurred, but you know how these things happen. You just, mm-hmm. a little hint, or somebody says a word, and it triggers a reaction, and you know, I mentioned about, you know, I was shipping something, and there's a, you know, it was in the United States, and I'm thinking, I don't even know how it happened, but I said, you know, it's getting to the point where you wonder which direction, which country you're going to flee into. You know, mm-hmm. is this going to go on? You know,
what did he say?
He just said, yeah. He said, I don't know. I hear you, man. He said, I just don't know. And then we started talking about the 70s and those old punch cards, you know, because of the computer thing. I think it kicked off because of the computer he had to use. But then I was shipping and went through this whole process now. And the paperwork we were supposed to save when we got computers in, remember those days?
Sure, sure.
It seems like we're buried in paperwork. I think we're cutting trees down faster than they could possibly grow just for the computers to eat them. Yeah. To eat the paper, rather. I mean, you know. It's everything they told us, and now with this Kissinger thing, it's just been one big lie.
Well, between McNamara and Kissinger, I'm surprised that you know they're both still alive, and they're both old men, and but I don't I just wonder why they're not. I think McNamara's still. They both ought to be just scooped up, put on trial for war crimes, and jailed for the remaining few years that they might have. Look what they've done.
Oh,
just where it concerns the wars in Southeast Asia, between McNamara and Kissinger, it's just astonishing how much blood is on their heads. And I just wonder sometimes, do these people, McNamara is and Kissinger both, they're both, I guess they have a religion. I know Kissinger's Jewish. I think McNamara is a Christian Catholic. Do these people not worry about standing in front of, according to their religious beliefs, their creator, and being judged on what they've done? Do they not? That's the part I don't get. Do they feel that their orders for these mass murders and this destruction and death is somehow going to find favor with some supreme being? I don't get this part of religion. You know what I mean?
I'm with you on that because I cannot. I'm not a religious person. I have to say that. I just can't get my head into there.
Yeah.
I was part of Christian Science, and that was okay when I was a kid, but still.
Yeah.
I don't think these people truly believe in what we feel they should believe, is the only way I can put it. They can't possibly be religious and believe in a God if they believe in a God and come off this way. How can they possibly do that?
I know.
I mean, how can it be possible, unless their idea, like I said, of a God is something totally out of context with my way of thinking or your way of thinking, or, you know, a non-religious person's
sure.
way, or a real religious person's way, meaning real, not the born-again, quote-unquote, whatever you want to call
it. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
well,
I mean,
I'm just as shocked, trust me, William, as you are. Let me move on. Thanks, William. I appreciate you checking in. Take care. We'll talk again. On the weekends here in Georgia, Kathy and I and Molly, a lot of times in the summer, we'll go to festivals, you know, arts festivals. Every small town and big cities in Georgia have arts festivals, mostly small towns, I guess. We've probably been to 7 or 8 of them so far this year. It's a lot of fun. You know, they have all the booths set up and some of it is real kitschy. Some of it is real, you know, country stuff that we just don't care for. And some of it is real beautiful work, and pottery and paintings and on and on and on. And every once in a while we'll go to one where, you know, maybe we can afford to pop $100 and buy something that looks really good and support the local artist or the traveling artist who's exhibiting his or her work. All of which is to say, lately, this year, for the first time, I don't know why this year for the first time, but we go to these festivals, and first of all, it's a lot of fun. But there comes a point, you know, after being there about an hour, where I kind of detach and feel like I'm kind of floating above the crowd, and I start looking into, in a manner of speaking, I start looking in the faces of the people that are walking past me or the artists, and I see what appears to be just normal stuff going on, you know. Hi, I'm the artist. Hi, I might be here to buy some of your art. And I think, well, Is it just me? Am I so off kilter that I'm walking around here all tensed up and worried about fascism and nobody else is?
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
22 past the hour. Let me share this email with you. It came in during the break from Brian in San Diego. Brian writes, Mike, is there anybody out there who doesn't see that the game is almost over? We have now the new director of the CIA, a man who connects the NSA, the CIA, and the Pentagon with his expertise and network, so to speak. We have an attorney general who counseled the administration on how to violate the Constitution, the Geneva Conventions, etc., who is now a major chess player or a major chess piece in the game of establishing ultimate executive powers. We have a new brimming conservative majority on the Supreme Court, also aligned with Gonzales in asserting and allowing unprecedented executive powers. We have a Republican-controlled Congress whose interests are to buttress executive power, block investigations into violations of laws and the Constitution. We have a compromised Fourth Estate, which even with those journalists who would report government corruption, lawbreaking, etc., now under constant surveillance and ultimately under threat of prosecution for reporting such information from whistleblowers. We have 60% of the nation's votes being counted by voting machines manufactured by companies owned by Republican operatives, with those machines having already been implicated in voting fraud, and the list goes on. God, I hate being a pessimist, but the writing is on the wall. I believe in doing what we can to get Democrats in office, holding our noses if we must, so subpoenas can start flowing. However, I believe even if somehow the turnout for Dems overwhelms the fraud, that ultimately this administration would just refuse to comply with subpoenas. Perhaps that one confrontation is what is needed ultimately to show the so-called moderate Republicans and the dismal Democrats who these people really are. I look desperately for inspiration. Neil comes to mind with the line, "Don't let it get you down, it's only castles burning." But when will they come around? Brian in San Diego. I thought that was Annie Lennox's son, Neil. Or I mean Brian. You have that song, Kathy? You do? All right. If you've got a little sliver of it, was that written by Neil Young? I don't even know. Anyway, thanks for the email, Brian. That's the thing. You know, when you start stacking it up, like Brian just did in this email, when you start stacking it up, and you just go, whoa, what the hell am I doing walking around this arts festival in my blue jeans and flip-flops, you know, with my kid, pretending like, well, here's a nice hand-thrown coffee cup for $8. You want to buy it? You know, what am I doing? I guess you just you learn. Isn't this what the Germans in the 20s and 30s learned? You just learn to kind of separate yourself from the reality of what you know is going on. I mean, even Republicans, even conservatives know what's going on. Now, maybe they are in agreement with it, you know, up to a point. Denny Hastert just about lost it over this invasion of this Democratic congressman's office. But, you know, even Republicans know it. The Christians know it, the so-called Christians. They must know it. They're being rallied to the cause. Destroy secular government. Destroy it. Burn it up. Blow it up. Beat it up. End it. Let's bring Christ's governance into America. You know, that's the only way to save America is to become biblical, you know, become Christian soldiers. And if you're not Christian and heterosexual and in some instances white, watch out. Watch out. We're coming for you. Yikes. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Yikes. So what to do, what to do, what to do? You know, a lot of us, not me, but a lot of people set up blog sites. A lot of people are writing. A lot of people are exchanging information. Okay, yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. A lot of talk starting to shape up, starting to form up talk. Wow, man, you know what's going on. Jesus, what have we got? But this is so intensely horrible. It's almost, I noticed the other day, or was it today? I was thinking about what's going on. I started thinking about Bush. And I said the other night, you know, just the mere sight of him, or was it tonight? It makes me sick, the sound of his voice. But at some point in the past couple of days, I thought, you know, it doesn't even make me sick anymore, because what's going on is so much bigger than his megalomania. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Against unbelievable odds, he inspired his men to victory.
I swear the bullets refused to touch him.
From defeat, he forged a new identity as a man with nerves of steel.
They must be looking for a fight. Washington is more than happy to give it to him.
Washington, the Warrior. Monday night at 9, 8 Central, only on the History Channel. Before he was America's first president, he was America's first action hero.
Hey, Memorial Day weekend signals the start of summer. So for all your indoor and outdoor projects, head on over to the Ace Hardware Memorial Weekend Sale. Get a stainless steel gas grill for only $3.99, or relax in some cedar Adirondack chairs for just $29.99. The Memorial Weekend Sale, your local Ace Hardware, starts Friday. Don't miss it. Ace, the helpful place. Quantities limited. Available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks!
Okay, Kenny, try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!
We'll be right back.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-five before the hour. Back to your phone calls. Maureen is calling from Miami, Florida. Maureen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
You sound pretty down tonight.
Really?
Usually I laugh through your whole show, but tonight it's not so funny.
I'm just kind of freaked out tonight. I really am. This confirmation of Hayden, where 25 Democrats said yes to just absolutely trampling the Fourth Amendment, and then this news about Henry Kissinger, it's all over the internet now. This news that Henry Kissinger said he wasn't the least bit opposed, working as Nixon's envoy, he wasn't the least bit opposed to a communist takeover in North Korea, as long as it happened after we had time to pull our troops out. And it just makes me sick. I it's a bummer, real bummer.
Well, my theory is that we are the outraged majority, and we're all walking around going, where's the outrage, where's the outrage? But it's alive and well in all of us, and the majority of us feel it. It's just that we play by the rules, and we have an adversary that doesn't play by the rules. So we are at a disadvantage. We don't know how to lie, cheat, and steal. So we're going to lose. We lost in 2000. We lost in 2002. We lost in 2004. We're going to lose this year because we don't lie, cheat, and steal. So the thing that we have to figure out is, how do we solve the problem? Einstein said that we're never going to solve you don't solve the problem by the same thinking that got you into the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So do we don't want to solve this problem by lie, cheating, and stealing. What's the outcome of that? So collectively, through our outrage, we have to figure this out. The thing is that we're running out of time.
Yeah, I know.
But we're in the majority. I mean, I when I go to a toll booth, I ask the guy, hey, what do you think about what's going on? Sometimes I get a shrug, and sometimes I get a tisk, like, I don't know, we're going down the tubes. It's not, we are in the majority. It's just that what's this next step? The next step, I think, is that we have to insist upon implementing a draft so that we can get the outrage of these kids up and on the street immediately. As soon as you get these young kids that are clueless out looking at death's door, we may have, a revolution to work with.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I'm absolutely confused, and I think most of the people who listen to this program are absolutely confused as far as finding a direction or a response or an activity. You know what I'm saying? Something. What activity? What action that we're supposed to take in order to resist this?
I don't know.
But I'm certainly not giving up hope. I've got an awful lot of confidence in the resiliency of the American people. We've been under assault. Our freedoms have been under assault many, many, many times, and always from the right wing, always from Republicans, always from conservatives, and we've managed in every instance, pretty much, to beat back that assault, that attack, and reestablish the fact that we are who we are. We're a democratic republic. We are.
This feels different, though.
Well, you're right. I know. I was just going to say, this time, though, it does feel a little bit different. But I don't think that means that we're not supposed to continue to fight and to struggle and to keep the proper attitude. Mindset is so important. Set and setting. Andrew Weil used to talk about if you're going to use psychoactive drugs, the mindset, what you expected, and the setting where you did those drugs is what was really going to have an effect on how you reacted. And I think that idea applies. The mindset that we have, like we can overcome this, and the setting in which we do overcome it, a setting of demonstrations and people saying no, and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people into the streets. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
All right.
I'm waiting and I'm ready.
All right, Maureen. Thanks. All right. Appreciate your comments. You all know who Andrew Weil is. You know, back before he became a holistic guru, he wrote a book called The Natural Mind. And prior to his writing that, this goes way back to the 70s, The Natural Mind came from an article, a lengthy article in Psychology Today that Dr. Weil wrote. When psychoactive drug use was really kind of peaking, you know, psilocybin and LSD and all the different drugs that were pushing back or redefining the boundaries of reality. And what Weil wrote about was that he said, okay, if you want to use drugs to reach those frontiers of consciousness, go ahead. But there's another way to do it. He said that's a shortcut, and in taking the shortcut, you're eliminating, you know, you're avoiding the journey, and you're heading right for the destination, which is not what you should do, really. He said you can get the same effect with focused, constant, deep meditation. And he didn't lecture. He didn't say one way's better. He just said, you know, it's up to you. But if you want to push those frontiers back, it doesn't necessarily behoove you to do it with drugs, because drugs it's the short route, and we all know that it's the journey, not the destination, that is important. So that was my reference to Andrew Weil, The Natural Mind. I know a lot of you are familiar with that book. Kathy is calling from Topeka, Kansas. Kathy, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
You know I'm a fan, or I wouldn't have hung on.
Yes. Yes, I know that.
I have MS, and my arm's killing me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, next time, just lay your arm down and, never mind.
You guys are great. I love your show.
Well, thank you.
I was going to talk about the Mexican border, but you have so many good issues. I used to live in Arizona 9 years. I lived in the Empire Mountains, and that's like right in the foothills, about 17 miles from the border, and I was east of Nogales, and then there was a little border town. Well, about every 3 or 4 days, maybe 5, 6 Mexicans would come through, and I would feed and water them. Heck, I had an outdoor kitchen maid. I had a 57 Bluebird school bus. It was painted blue.
Oh,
and
my.
One of those trailers, little bitty trailers.
Uh-huh.
And that was like, I had a bathroom, and my ex-husband, he worked at Hughes Aircraft. He was an aerospace engineer. And so he would go to work, and I was left out there all alone. So uh-huh. I had a Winchester, a rifle, you know, and I just left out there all alone, you know. So they'd come along, and I'd feed them, and they would use cloth and mark the mesquite trees and make a path.
Uh-huh.
So they really had a path, and the ranchers out there used them. I worked sometimes at Colossal Cave out there. I don't know if you know that place. But it's the Saguaro Canyon, and it's got the giant saguaro cactuses and all that. It's really beautiful.
Well, having gone through all that, what do you think about all the talk about
it's
these,
lies.
The immigration?
I'm telling you, there's not millions coming over those god darn borders. But let me tell you something. I saw this thing on Animal Planet where they're injecting these little chips in animals where they can be scanned.
Yes.
Why don't they, instead of building this huge thing and using these flyovers, spending billions of dollars, when the Mexicans come over, just inject them with a chip. Then when they come over, scan them, send them back over, and mark them, you know, get their name and ID them and everything, and write it down and see if it's the same million every year. Because I just don't frickin' believe it. I don't.
Okay,
but
well,
then I had another issue I had to tell you. I was raised up Pentecostal.
Yeah.
I went to church 7 days a week.
Yeah, quick.
I mean to tell you, I rolled and I talked in tongues.
Yeah.
I actually learned it because I would listen, but I didn't really talk it. I can say something right now.
Kathy, I got 10 seconds, quick.
Okay, I'm off.
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Okay,
hey,
anyway.
We'll talk again. I want to hear about the talking in tongues thing because that fascinates me. We'll talk again. Thanks, Kathy. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Your picture-perfect lawn, suddenly destroyed by two types of insects. No matter. Backed by Bayer's 100-plus years of crop science expertise, Bayer Advanced created Complete Insect Killer, the only product that combines two chemistries to eliminate insects above ground, plus below ground for up to 3 months. Guaranteed. Time to kick back and relax? Not if you're a damaging pest. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Better science, better results.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Frank and Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Thanks to our engineers in New York, Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac, for the program tonight. Dee Neal, our associate producer, also contributed quite a bit. She answered your calls tonight. Our senior correspondent is Chris. Our webmaster is Mark. Our archiver is Ben. And our music bureau chief is Jim. I got to do this different once in a while, you know. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. We're off Memorial Day. I think the whole network's off. It's all reruns. If you want some live radio, live liberal talk radio on Monday starting around 3 p.m. Eastern, our good friend, friends over at Head On Radio Network, Head On as in Head On Collision, they are doing live programming on Memorial Day, 3 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. Jesus, that's 10 hours of live programming. Don't those people go take go on picnics? So check it out. The best way to find out about Head On Radio is you can go to headonradio.com or Ben Birch archives the programs at whiterosesociety.org. So if you're looking for live liberal programming, check out our friends. Check out our friends at headonradio.com. Good people. Eventually we're all going to be working for the same network. The liberal behemoth. Steve is calling from Massachusetts. Steve, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi. I think it was about 2 years ago. It's either Independent Focus on PBS or The American Experience. Mm-hmm. It was a great documentary on that era of the Paris peace talks. And they went all through that of... it just repeatedly made the point of more deaths mm-hmm. in the midst of a face-saving process.
Yeah, it's horrible. I know.
Absolutely, yeah, it was just detestable. I think the whole conflict was, but it kind of, I said to your screener, you know, it's interesting. You could tell me. I know Johnson really escalated the war, but wouldn't it have been Kennedy who got us into Vietnam?
Actually, it was Eisenhower. We had troops in Vietnam after the French were defeated at Dien Bien Phu. When the French were driven out, the colonial power that had established itself in Vietnam.
Right.
And the North Vietnamese defeated them, and a decision was made. The Truman Doctrine that was put into place after World War II, the Truman Doctrine, Truman a Democrat, Eisenhower a Republican, the Truman Doctrine said that the United States would do everything in its power to contain communism where it was at the end of World War II. And that's what got us into the Korean conflict.
Right.
And that's what got us into Vietnam. So Eisenhower... After he was elected president, we had, I don't know what the number is, and we'll never know because I'm sure it was classified, but we had as many as 500 or 1,000 U.S. troops that went to Vietnam to conduct an insurgency of sorts and to start training Vietnamese guerrilla fighters who would work against Ho Chi Minh. Ho Chi Minh was a nationalist. All he wanted to do was unify his damn country.
Right.
And throw out the Chinese, throw out the French, and then throw out the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So Kennedy, yes, but you have to go back. The first U.S. president who sent troops, as far as I know, maybe Truman did and just nobody knew about it, but the first U.S. president who sent troops that was a matter of a record was Eisenhower.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was there anything that could have been considered escalation on the part of Kennedy?
I don't think on the part of Kennedy. A couple of weeks before his assassination, Kennedy was making sounds that are making noises about, no, we're not going to cut and run, very similar to what this freak in the White House is saying now. But I think one of the reasons he was assassinated was because of his position on wanting to withdraw from Southeast Asia. I think Kennedy may have spoken publicly about maintaining our presence there, but I think he understood that there was no way we were going to win. We just couldn't. Even in 63, people understood that unless we were willing to kill every single person in Vietnam, in other words, nuke the place.
Right.
But there's no way. You cannot win. A power like the United States or France or Russia cannot prevail against an insurgent or an independent.
The will of the people.
Yeah, you just can't do it.
Yeah. What do we have, like 10 seconds left?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to ask if I could do something that I hear so often when
sure.
people say Rumsfeld is not a Christian and all of that kind of stuff, disowning people who are in fact Christians.
Right.
Can I disown Kissinger and say Kissinger is not Jewish?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Kissinger is not Jewish.
Okay.
Thanks,
all right, Steve. Done and done. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you checking in. Isn't it time to go home yet? Almost. All right. Well, I don't want to take any more calls because we only have about 20 seconds here. It just absolutely would not, it wouldn't work. Strange week. Strange Friday. Every day was weird this week. Right, Kathy? I mean, it just kept coming and coming and coming and coming. Jesus. As I mentioned, we're off on Monday. Everybody, Air America is off. So if you're going to listen to Air America, you're going to hear reruns. We'll be back Tuesday, though. So, I'm looking forward to we got a 3-day weekend, as do most people, I guess. Well, I don't know. I don't know if most people do or not, but we got one, by God. So I guess it's too late to go home and have a Jack Daniels tonight. Nah, just wake up in the morning with a headache. I'm getting too damn old to do that. I got to drink before noon if I'm going to drink. All right. Thanks for participating in the program. I'll see you Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Be careful. No lectures here, but drive safe. Really, this is a murder weekend on the highways. Take it easy. Take it easy. I'll see you Tuesday. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Kevin Kinney, have a great weekend wherever you are.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.